One of the joys of living in the Fox River Valley was watching baby bison at Fermilab. Fermilab is in Batavia, and on the grounds of Fermilab, they've always had bison. And now it looks like they might be introducing bison into a Kane County Forest Preserve. I love this idea. Ben Habather is with us, the executive director for Kane County Forest Preserve. And let's just start out. Difference between buffalo and bison, can you tell me, Ben?
Pretty much in name only. The American buffalo is a bison. Latin name is bison, one of the easiest ones to remember. But same animal, just different common names.
Yeah. And so this sounds exciting. How are you going to go about it? And why do you want to introduce bison back into the Kane County Forest Preserve? Because obviously 100, 200 years ago, they were there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think most restoration ecologists kind of dream of finding some way to introduce animals back on the landscape that were historically there. And, you know, we can't really haven't cloned passenger pigeons or anything like that yet. But who would have thought something the size of the bison would be what we could do? But we're looking like it's going to be pretty possible. There's been some local neighbors. You mentioned Fermilab. They were kind of the first, but the Nature Conservancy has had success with naturalized herds, as well as McHenry County Conservation District, which is the model we're copying that would be appropriate for a suburban landscape.
So are there bison in McHenry County?
There are. They beat us to it. We were trying to go at about the same time, and so they've got them up at Pleasant Valley Conservation Area, just north of Huntley and south of Woodstock. They brought animals on in late 21, and I think just six at that time. We're looking to do it a little bit different in that we have mature prairie rather than starting a new restoration, so we've got grass ready for these bison to eat now over at Burlington Forest Preserve. We just need to get the fence up and find a farmer to work with who will tend the bison on the behalf of the district.
I worked in country radio for a long time, and there's an artist by the name of Wynonna Judd, and she had bison.
Yeah.
And she always told me she was going to give me a couple of them. And then I figured out what kind of fencing it would take to contain bison and decided maybe that wasn't in my best financial interest. So that's got to be an issue for you as well, right?
That is the big ticket item, and then we've been kind of pleasantly surprised in what some of the fencing is, kind of like the stories of the depth of the Illinois soil. Every time I heard a story about what we needed for a bison fence, it, you know, grew another foot or two. But what they put up at McHenry and what's been successful is somewhere between 6 and 8 feet. And then you can't get away with T-posts, but you can do you know, a series of like 6-inch rounds or bigger. But I think the key is that you've got about 4 foot buried beneath the ground and then 6 foot above with welded wire and hot wires on the top of that. It can pretty much, the farmer that we've been designing some of this with swears he can drive his truck into that fence, so it should hold a bite.
Ben Habather is the executive director for Kane County Forest Preserve. They're going to introduce bison again. Now, are these animals going to be farmed for meat, or is this going to be a free-range herd, so to speak?
Yeah, good question. It's definitely a meat operation, and so it's not the district won't be owning the bison. They won't just kind of be turned loose into the forest preserves. They will be managed by a private partner. So we'll be going out for proposals once we have the perimeter fence built to see which innovative farmer wants to work with us.
And then, do you find other farmers that say, "Wait a second, if they can have their bison there, why can't I have my cattle there?"
Yeah, absolutely. And then we're not opposed to that, actually. We'll have an option for cattle. We'll be looking, the preference will be for bison. We still have to develop it. That's what staff will be recommending to the commission. But we'll be working with President Chris Caius and Commissioner Mike Kenyon, who have been really supportive of the project, to see, you know, we don't want to put a lot of cost into a fence for bison and find out there's no bison farmers that want to work with us. So there'll be an opportunity for cattle farmers to put a bid in, but it'll be secondary to bison. We have worked with cattle farmers in a similar experiment down in Aurora, of all places, and found that with the right stocking rate, they can serve as proxies to bison in the prairies, and we get some of the same benefits. So there will likely be other opportunities for grazing leases on public lands in Illinois. It's really moving in that direction.
And is this all for conservation efforts? Because even though they eat the grass, more grass grows, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I've been doing this type of work for 20 years, and at the beginning of it, it was a little antagonistic between farmers and conservationists, and now we're all kind of coming to the same place on the landscape. These systems developed with big grazers on them, so whether it's cattle as a proxy for bison or bison themselves, these landscapes need some of that. So we're talking, maybe one animal for 2 to 4 acres in a rotational graze system, because if you think of how bison moved across the landscape naturally, a lot of animals would visit a small area for a short time and then move on. So that's the type of impact that we're looking to simulate.
And so I had read that you're only going to have females because males like to fight quite often, and maybe fencing wouldn't be able to stop them if they wanted to get into a big scrub with each other. Does that mean you'll be artificially inseminating those females, or will you put a bull in once a year?
So good question. I was talking to one of these bison farmers just yesterday. So McHenry has the restriction to just cows, the commission hasn't made that decision yet. So we'll present both options and the equivalent fencing for them to vote on when it gets a little closer to going to proposal. But no bulls mean no babies, and artificial insemination doesn't seem like a viable option for bison right now.
Just I was wondering how that was done.
Right. I think you'd have to be quite the adventurous farmer. we're trying to design a fence system that would allow one bull so we could avoid the fighting but still have procreation.
Babies. We need babies. We like
babies.
To see the babies in the spring. All right, Ben, thank you so much. Good luck with your endeavor.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the time.